Hey there, friends. This is Nick, and this is episode 406 of the Story Hacker Podcast. And I want to talk about headlines. Now, I've been quite vocal over the past few months about my decision to sort of abandon news coverage. Certainly the kind of the day-to-day soap opera, although I'm going to admit something that's hard to admit now, that in the past week or so, I admit, slipped slightly. It's not really UK news, but the kind of the American election, I suppose. A couple of the people I do follow who aren't journalists, but they write about things that interest me, have referenced things that have happened. And I've ended up sometimes following the links that they posted and finding out, you know, more about what's going on. And of course, there is some, you know, whichever side of that particular divide you're on, there is a sort of an ongoing culture war, and an ongoing kind of war for who owns the truth or who has the better stories in some respect. And one of the interesting things I did at one stage was I ended up following a link to, I think it was MSNBC, or it might have been that one, and CNN.com. And looking at those websites, I was really struck by the way that the paid content, the advertising, is fitted in between the actual kind of stories. And one of the things about these kind of ads, these viral ads, particularly these agencies and these ad networks that do a lot of testing, is that you can blatantly see, of course, what they're testing. So, for example, in one of the sites I saw a headline that says, "This pillowcase is quickly becoming the must-have gift of 2020. And, you know, that ad was repeated several times in that one page with different images, with different pillows, actually. And that you can see that what they're doing, a bit like the way Amazon, you know, the version of Amazon you see, I've said this before, is very different probably in the content from the version that I see, not just because they are obviously trying to put in front of you things that they think you will like, but also because they're constantly testing to see, you know, what changes they can make to the page that results in an overall higher conversion rate. So you can see that kind of stuff in these ads. And I must admit, the as a copywriter, of course, I'm fascinated by the headlines. I'm fascinated by the words. And I just thought it'd be interesting, you know, quickly to just go through some of the ones that stuck out to me when I was looking at one of these pages. So I've talked about the pillowcase. "Do you know how much a funeral should cost?" was one of them. And of course, that's been very relevant to me over the past 3 weeks. So somehow, I've let someone know that I was thinking about funerals, and that's probably due to websites I visited and searches I've made and things like that. So super creepy, that one. Less creepy, but more annoying, all the ones that seem to be aimed at over 50s now. So, for example, one of the headlines is, and the photo or the image for this was was an illustration of a woman, like a warrior woman maybe, facing away from us. So you're looking at her back, some kind of fantasy landscape. And the caption was, the headline was, "Realistic game for men over 50. And you think, well, that won't be very good. But what it's doing is it's engaging curiosity, right? It's opening a gap. And we've talked about the importance of opening gaps before. Likewise, there's one that the title was "Pics, Hilarious Photos That Have Not Been Edited." Hilarious photos that have not been edited. 10 surprising discounts. UK seniors only get if. And then the headline ends. Didn't need to end, but it ended. And one of the tactics you see, again, to open up a gap, to have our audience asking themselves a question that, you know, they want answered, is very often in these ads, the headlines kind of finish before you'd expect them to finish. And again, it's just another tactic to get you to click, of course. And then my ultimate favourite, partly because of the car crash of a photo they showed with it, was 30 wedding photos that went horribly wrong. 30 wedding photos that went horribly wrong. Now, you know, there's some interesting things to learn about this on the good side and the bad side. I mean, obviously, if you've seen this content, and you will have, I'm sure, this kind of stuff, we can look at the way they are constructing the sentences, asking the questions, opening the gaps, bringing you in, whether it's through kind of personally relevant detail or, like asking yourself a question that you want to answer. One of them, I think, was something like, it's a photo of John Travolta, and the caption is something like, John Travolta's daughter may be the most beautiful woman alive. Now, that is a sticky headline, right? And I didn't click on any of these, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but that kind of thing is a sticky headline. 30 wedding photographs that went horribly wrong is a very sticky headline, particularly with coupled with the image that this one was coupled with. And so I think we can learn about how to write better headlines, how to create that kind of stickiness, that kind of desire. But of course, what we want to do is do it ethically and do it so that we're pulling people into something that has depth. And this is where the whole stories mean business process comes in, I think, because the thing about all those ads is, of course, they have no long-term value. It's like eating a sweet. You know, there may be calories, but there's no goodness. There's nothing that, you know, can keep you going. And my goal very much with stories that mean business and the three levels of stories we tend to talk about is to, yes, get people's attention, absolutely open up a gap, but in the service of something bigger, something deeper, something more meaningful, something where they can really get some value out of you, your stories, your products, your services, your brand. And this is the challenge we have. This is the challenge we have as storytellers, because our audience could snack on these kind of headlines and these kind of salacious photographs and, you know, in some sense, these lies. They can snack on those all day and they may never get something from it, but it's always easier. It's always easier to page through 30 wedding photographs that went horribly wrong than it is to do something hard and difficult. And one of the things that's going to set people apart, of course, in their lives. Who was it who said character equals destiny? I can't remember who it was, but this is very relevant. And one of the things we do with our work, with our stories, of course, is weed out the people who aren't right for our product or our service or whatever it is. And there will be many of those. Most people won't be right for whatever you're selling. But I do think it's really fascinating to look at that kind of that, you know, the headline is the tip of the spear of your messaging and your process and bringing people into your world, the right people into your world. And sometimes, albeit by accident, it's interesting to look at those things and see how they're constructed. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.